By now, you've probably heard the grim news about pending state park closures. If not, Carol Hart, director of Sonoma County's Regional Parks, has this update.
What we're looking at right now is the proposed closures of 70 state parks throughout California. This was announced before the May revise. Budget discussions are ongoing, of course, but this is a real list, and I don't anticipate it becoming any better.
That list, a quarter of the entire state park system, includes some important, much-loved locations here in Sonoma County, including Annandale State Park.
For people that live in this county, it's an everyday affair to visit Annandale. It's an integral part of their lives. Besides Annandale, Jack London State Park, Sugarloaf Ridge State Park, and also on the closure list is the Petaluma Adobe, which right now is already closed on the weekends. Out in the West County, Austin Creek State Recreation Areas, also set for closure. These are inspirational places that are part of the DNA of people that live here in this county, and it's a huge blow.
Hart explains that the list of parks to be closed was based on several factors, including each site's track record in generating revenue to offset its operating costs. And despite heavy public usage, Annandale did not score well on that metric.
The problem with people parking outside, not buying passes, and walking in and not paying for the parks is just devastating. And that's what's happening at Annandale. Nobody pays to go to Annandale. So Annandale doesn't show any income. So even though there's a lot of people using it, it's on the closure list.
Sonoma County parks still have enough money to maintain operations, Hart says, but the state park closures will have a direct, almost impossible impact on some key local facilities that share boundaries with those state parks.
People don't even know where the boundary is. Frankly, I barely know where the boundary is, and I'm the director of the regional parks. When you go to Spring Lake, you just hike right into Annandale. It's like one big park. So the problem with this is, how do we keep Spring Lake open? We have funding for it. We love it. We use it. What are we going to do? Put a giant fence between Spring Lake and Annandale to somehow keep people out? Well, that's not going to work.
That's just one reason Hart is trying to forge a state-county partnership to manage all the parklands within Sonoma County.
Is it possible that we can become one park agency, still remaining state parks and regional parks, but operating as a fully cooperative parks entity? I mean, we have rangers. We have maintenance workers. We have an interpretive. We have the infrastructure in place to manage parks. We just need the money to do it.
One early fruit of this collaboration is a proposed short-term pass for out-of-county visitors.
When they come into town, they pay, say, $20 and get a 3-day pass that's good for both regional and state park. We've got agreement from state parks that this will be good for both regional and state parks. We're going to see how much money we can raise with that.
That proposal will be up for approval by county supervisors on June 14th. Hart is hoping for a large crowd of park supporters to show up and encourage its adoption. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.